Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Thursday, March 21st, 2019. 100 years ago today, Walter Gropius founded Bauhaus in Weimar, a school with workshops for architecture, fine arts, and design. A bouncer was injured with a knife in front of a club at Alexanderplatz. A police spokeswoman on Wednesday reported that the catalyst was an argument in the disco, where 4 to 5 people started a fight shortly after midnight. 3 were injured and taken to a clinic, and shortly afterwards, a 26-year-old pulled out a knife and stabbed the 32-year-old bouncer. Paramedics cared for the man's wounds, and he refused to be taken to the hospital. The police, who were on duty with a large contingent, caught the perpetrator. On Monday evening, 26-year-old Lithuanian citizen Edgar Orlovsky from Spandau was attacked with a knife near Alexanderplatz and died of his serious injuries. Around 10 p.m., the victim had been on the sidewalk of Karl Marx Allee between Schillingstrasse and Alexanderplatz when he was attacked. The injured 26-year-old had initially managed to dial the emergency number. When the police arrived, however, he was no longer conscious. The homicide department has taken over the investigation. The federal police are currently looking for witnesses of another knife attack last Friday on the Ringbahn. 3 or 4 men in the S-42 between Greifswalder Straße and Prenzlauer Allee stations had posed as ticket inspectors. When a 26-year-old didn't believe them, the men beat him and then injured him with a knife in his face. Passengers were able to stop the perpetrators from further attacks, and at Prenzlauer Allee station, the group fled the S-Bahn. The 26-year-old had to be hospitalized. One thing is certain, the more electric vehicles there are on the streets of Berlin, the cleaner the air is in the city. This raises the question of why the Senate does not also promote the purchase of pedelecs and electric scooters, as is the case in other cities. Munich pays riders an attractive bonus. Up to 2,200 euro are offered. 1,000 euro as a subsidy for the purchase, and a further 1,000 euro as a scrapping bonus for the old scooter, and a 200 euro eco bonus if the new vehicle is operated with green electricity. The purchase of pedelecs is also subsidized in Munich, with up to 500 euros, in the case that it is bought by a company or a self-employed person. Similar offers with different amounts of subsidies are available in Göttingen, Lüdenscheid, Würzburg, Erlangen, and Mainz. In Berlin, however, people are skeptical about it or even hostile. According to Transport Senator Regina Günther's spokesperson, the local administration is not promoting the private purchase of electric scooters, not least because it believes that the sharing models currently cover the demand very well. Companies like Emmy and Coop, for instance, offer electric scooters for rent, and they can be booked by an app. Germany's Federation for Environment and Nature Protection also thinks that a promotion is only meaningful if electric scooters are really used as an alternative to an automobile. The construction of modular buildings for around 3,000 new Berlin daycare spaces has been delayed. The RBB reported on Wednesday that no construction company had applied for the major contract, and the tender was canceled by the Senate, as confirmed by Senate Building Director Regula Lüscher. 30 companies across the EU had initially expressed interest. From the 6 companies that had taken part in the actual award procedure, none presented a final offer. As justification, reference was made to full order books. Now the tender will be revised and repeated. As a result, the first daycare centers will not be completed as planned in 2019, but not until next year. The urgently needed new modular nursery buildings have so far been planned at 27 locations, each offering 60 to 170 places. An unknown person has struck a pregnant woman wearing a headscarf in Berlin. Police announced on Tuesday that the man had insulted two women wearing headscarves and their children at the Neukölln S-Bahn station. There had been a dispute Monday evening because the unknown man is said to have led his dog too close to the small group. The dog owner is said to have punched the 41-year-old pregnant woman in the stomach with his fist. According to police, her 47-year-old companion was able to evade being beaten. The assailant escaped, and the pregnant woman had to be treated as an outpatient in the hospital. The Police Department of State Security has taken over the investigation, which is the case when a political motive is not excluded. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.